The AccuWeather forecast, clouds will be on the increase. We've got a chance for some showers this afternoon, and that would continue into tonight. The high this afternoon, around 65 degrees. The U.S. Supreme Court wants the lower federal courts to act as arbitrator on the Obamacare contraception coverage case that was heard in March. Bob Costantini with the latest on this.
Perhaps it says something about the court's vacancy and a 4-4 split ideologically, now in the balance politically. But the justices have sent the issue of whether religiously affiliated nonprofit groups must somehow adhere to the Obamacare contraception coverage mandate back to lower courts. The message from the court makes clear the merits of the case are not being decided, but clearly lets it be known the court thinks there's room for compromise. There is a waiver religious groups can endorse, leaving it up to insurance companies to handle contraception coverage, but the Little Sisters of the Poor and others argued even signing the waiver was tantamount to endorsement of birth control. Bob Costantini, Washington.
The Racine County Sheriff's Department continues looking into the cause of a house explosion and fire over the weekend that left at least two people dead, maybe a third, depending on what's found with all the debris. The site on Ketterhagen Road in the town of Burlington, the scene of the mid-Saturday afternoon explosion, which led to a multi-alarm fire response. A number of agencies from several neighboring communities were on scene at one point. Within a few hours, the first body was located, then several hours later, the second. The damage, extensive, it's been very methodical in terms of the search and what's going on with that debris, trying to uncover as well evidence of what took place. About 50 racing pigeons were killed in an overnight garage fire in La Crosse. The fire department there says the first unit to arrive found that building fully engulfed. In Milwaukee, several vehicles stolen early this morning during a break-in at a car dealership on South 76th Street. One later involved in a crash with a minivan. A girl and a boy both arrested after that stolen Cadillac crashed on Fond du Lac and Silver Spring. Operator of the minivan was taken to a hospital, non-life-threatening injuries. It's Bicycle Safety Month around the country. Dr. Michael Mankin with the Cleveland Clinic says it's especially important for kids to be wearing a helmet and one that fits them properly. A helmet may not look too cool, but it can save your life, at least preventing serious injury. He says it's okay to have a little bit of wiggle room in that fit.
A lot of kids will walk around and have it loose, or they'll have it tilted way back or tilted way forward. And really, when you put your helmet on, if you hit it in the front, it shouldn't move more than an inch.
Dr. Macklin adds that these things can prevent 85% of the head and brain injuries being documented these days. And residents of the city of Kenosha will be able to shred documents at three city locations on Saturday, May 21st. Residents can bring up to 5 bags or boxes of items to be shredded at the Southwest Library, the North Side Library, or City Hall between 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. Paper, paper clips, staples, checkbooks, receipts, notebooks, they're among the items that can be shredded. Binders, floppy disks, CDs, hard drives, junk mail will not be accepted. Additional document shredding events are going to be held later this year at locations throughout the city, including west of Highway 31. The Caledonia Village Board is meeting tonight. The agenda includes initial resolutions toward borrowing several million dollars for projects within tax incremental District Number 4, as well as the new Village Hall. Plans for the latter call for construction to begin within weeks. A lot of infrastructure work needed for the new business park on land purchased by Wispark, LLC. The leader of the Menominee Indian Tribe says it will not plant any new crop of industrial hemp until a federal judge resolves the tribe's lawsuit against the DEA. Chairwoman Joan Delabro says the DEA raid last fall, which destroyed the tribe's first crop, has cost them millions of dollars. Both sides presenting oral arguments in Green Bay on the DEA's motion to dismiss the case. Industrial hemp has a number of tiny levels of THC, the active chemical in marijuana, but it also has commercial uses, from hemp oil for health and beauty products to hemp fiber. Police in Janesville this morning arresting three teens for allegedly breaking into a coin shop and then trying to pay for items at a convenience store with the stolen coins. Reports indicate an officer stopped by the store on a routine business check. The clerk mentioned three young men in the store who had just paid for some items with shiny coins, and in the clerk's words, something didn't seem right. The 17-year-old is now jailed. The 15 and 13-year-olds placed in detention. They're trying to get the warning out early. Transportation Security Administration telling anybody who'll listen, be prepared for long lines if you go to fly this summer. The TSA's Mark Howell says some simple things can really slow things down at those check lines.
It's not uncommon to have multiple bottles of water per 10 passengers or a person not taking their laptop out. It's fairly common as well.
TSA increasing the staff at the bigger airports like O'Hare, also training new screeners locally. And for the third straight year, due to budget restraints, the Racine Public Works Department will have a modified solid waste and recycling collection schedule for the upcoming Memorial holiday. There will not be any collections on Monday, May the 30th, including the Gold Zone on recycling. Beyond that, Monday, June the 6th would be a normal collection date. The process of finding a new fire chief in the city of Burlington getting closer to the final stages, tomorrow beginning with what is listed as a two-day assessment center. Names of the applicants have not been made public. That is allowed by state law. City Administrator Karina Walters indicates most are from the southeast Wisconsin area. When the list is paired to the finalist, well, then the names will have to be revealed. The entire process for picking the new chief was posted online. It says that after the assessments, the candidates will do interviews with the Police and Fire Commission, and from there it is supposed to be interviews with two or more final candidates. The person chosen will replace Perry Howard. His resignation, effective in early June, announced back in late December in a news release. It listed him pursuing other opportunities. Smoking and tobacco use still the top causes of preventable disease and death. 6,700 Wisconsinites dying from tobacco products. That's according to the Badger State Office of the American Lung Association. Michelle McCure, the Director of Tobacco Control and Lung Health, says overall cigarette smoking and youth smoking rates are down. The use of other tobacco products, though, dramatically on the rise. But she says in perspective, there has been progress made.
Back in 1999, which is really when our Wisconsin tobacco efforts really began, we were at a smoking rate of about 39% for our high school youth. And now today we're at about 11%. So we have made a lot of progress, but there's still a lot of concerns around tobacco use that we need to address.
She remains concerned about young people experimenting with products they think are not harmful to them, but she says a lot more research needs to be done.
I think we will come to find that e-cigarettes, just like the traditional cigarette, are full of health effects and concerning. So really concerned about those youth who are starting. So we need to really make sure that we are addressing those prevention efforts with our youth.
She again points out the Wisconsin Tobacco Quit Line is 800-QUIT now. The American Lung Association helpline, 800-LUNG-USA. And AAA Wisconsin is putting the statewide average price for gasoline at $2.22 a gallon. That is up just over 2 cents from last week, as same as the nationwide average. Price is the highest in Green Bay and the Milwaukee metro area, $2.26 a gallon, the lowest found in Madison at $2.16. The Kenosha City Council is meeting tonight. The agenda includes approval of a contract for sidewalk, curb, and gutter work around the city with Racine's A.W. Oaks and their bid of $695,000. There's a closed session on a proposed settlement over an assessment dispute with Lowe's Home Improvement. Also a resolution to accept the donation of services and materials from Lowe's Home Improvement. And a resolution to recognize Bike to Work Week. Racine Unified School Board is meeting tonight. That agenda has a number of action items, including infrastructure projects and some contracts. Hardscape work planned for the south side of Case High School and at district headquarters. Horlick High School would get safety updates in the theater. The running track would finally be replaced. There's renewal of the food service contract with Arbor Management, as well as budget adjustments to the current fiscal year, which ends on June 30th. 1950s pop singer Julius LaRosa recently died at the age of 86. We mention it because his home was in Crivitz, Wisconsin. Best known for his set, "E Compare," LaRosa was fired live on the air by Arthur Godfrey during the host's 1953 national variety show on CBS.
Thanks ever so much, Julie. That was Julie Swan's song with us. He goes now out on his own as his own star, soon to be seen in his own programs, and I know you wish him Godspeed same as I do.
The two had been feuding. Things came to a boiling point when the younger singer signed with an agent. 20 residents from a Janesville apartment building displaced by a fire believed to have started on a balcony with the improper disposal of smoking materials. It led to an estimated $1 million worth of damage. The Red Cross was called in to offer help. One person was taken to the hospital for possible smoke inhalation after having gone back into the building to try to find a pet cat. The animal later found and removed by fire crews. And Gateway Technical College has been named the recipient of a $14,000 grant to host the National Endowment for the Arts Big Read Project in Kenosha, Racine, and Walworth County between September of this year and June of next year. Gateway is going to focus on the 1968 novel True Grit by Charles Portis for its portion of the national effort. For more information about the NEA's Big Read, you can go online to neabigread.org. Coming up tomorrow night, the Sturtevant Village Board will be meeting, and that will include a special guest, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, who will be talking to the trustees about issues affecting the village and answering any questions. Voss is again traveling to different communities in his 63rd Assembly District, as he has done in the past, for a legislative update and to hear from constituents. He has also scheduled a session in Mount Pleasant. The Sturtevant Village Board will be meeting at 6 o'clock Tuesday night. Kenosha Unified's Lincoln Middle School is again holding cancer awareness activities this week, trying to benefit the American Cancer Society, and they're using the theme Fight Like a Knight, the school's nickname. WRJN's Janet Hoff says it all begins with a big assembly coming up this afternoon.
21 students and 4 staff members will donate 8 or more inches of their hair, which will be cut in front of the entire student body. A guest speaker will discuss her cancer experience, and those at Lincoln who have won their battle with cancer will be honored. The 9th annual Walk for Cancer will take place on Friday in Lincoln Park. Students pay $3 to walk, and each grade level will participate for 1 hour and walk a minimum of 2 times around the lagoon. The walk will be lined with memory bags honoring those lost and those who have survived cancer. There will also be outdoor activities for the students, and all the funds raised will go to the American Cancer Society. For the last 8 years, Lincoln has donated an average of $4,000 annually to the organization. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
A division of Microsoft is right in the middle of celebrating May Volunteer Month. TEALS, known as Technology, Education, and Literacy in Schools, founded by Kevin Wong, who says it really helps the schools deal with a serious problem here in the U.S.
Computer science education provides students with computational thinking and problem-solving skills for tomorrow's global economy. But less than 25% of schools in the U.S. actually offer these classes because the teachers don't have the background to teach these classes.
TEALS matches volunteer teachers with software engineers and computer scientists from more than 200 companies nationwide. They teach the teachers to teach computer science to the kids. And the 2016 version of the Krautfest includes a contest for Kraut Queen, which needs candidates. There haven't been any so far. That's why the deadline has been extended from yesterday until June the 1st. The application clearly says not required to eat kraut, so you can rest easy on that. Melanie Rasmussen is the coordinator. Send her email information at melanierasmussen123@gmail.com. Our AccuWeather forecast coming up. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.